This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Charles Plum was a U.S. Navy jet pilot in Vietnam. After 75 combat missions, his plane was destroyed by a surface-to-air missile. Plum ejected and parachuted into enemy hands. He was captured and spent 6 years in a prison. He survived the ordeal and now lectures on lessons learned from that experience. One day when Charlie Plum and his wife were sitting in a restaurant, a man at another table came up and said, "You're Plum, aren't you? You flew jet fighters in Vietnam from the aircraft carrier Kitty Hawk, and you were shot down. How in the world did you know that?" asked Plum. "I'm the guy who packed your parachute. I'm the guy who packed your parachute." Plum gasped in surprise and gratitude. The man shook his hand and said, "I guess it worked." Plum assured him, "It sure did. If your chute hadn't worked, I wouldn't be here today." That night, Plum said he couldn't sleep thinking about that man. He said, "I kept wondering what he looked like in the Navy uniform, a white hat, a bib in the back, and bell-bottom trousers. I wonder how many times I might have seen him on the ship and not even said, 'Good morning, how are you,' or anything. You see, I was a fighter pilot, he was just a sailor. I was a fighter pilot and he was just a sailor." Plum thought about the many hours the sailor had spent at long wooden tables deep in the ship, carefully weaving the shrouds and folding the silks of each chute, holding in his hands each time the fate of someone he didn't even know. Now Plum asks his audience when he speaks, "Who's packing your parachute?" Everyone has someone who provides what they need to make it through the day. He also points out that what he needed were many kinds of parachutes. When his plane was shot down, he needed a physical parachute, a mental parachute, an emotional parachute, and most of all, a spiritual parachute. He called on all these supports before reaching safety. Sometimes in the daily challenges that life gives us, we miss what is really important. We may fail to say hello, please, thank you, or congratulate someone on something that's happened to them, give a compliment, or do something nice for no reason. As you go through this week, recognize people who pack your parachutes. I want to suggest to you that something very important happens at a place called Crossview Christian Church 10 or 15 minutes before the service and afterwards. I know I joke about it, but some people do race to the parking lot as if it was the Indianapolis 500 and they're running to their cars to be the first one out of here. And I realize there are times you have to go to work or you have to be at the airport or whatever. But do you realize that you saying a word to somebody could make a difference in their week? I'll always remember, as long as I live, an elderly woman who told me this: the only time she interacts socially with anybody is at church. Think about that. The only time I socially interact with anybody is at church. Do you think church matters to her? You better believe it does. Do you think it's important to her week to know that that's the only time that she converses with another human being is when she's at a place like Crossview? It should make a difference to all of us. And what I'm saying is this: people are blessed because you're sitting in a chair during worship service. They're blessed because you're standing with them singing. They're blessed because your voice is raised with theirs. They're blessed because you're taking a piece of bread and a cup of grape juice along with them. And they're blessed by your presence, blessed by your participation in what's going on at Crossview Christian Church. And all the more as you see the day approaching. I've said this before, but the day of Christ's return is just as close as the day of your death.
Well, that's a thought-provoking question. I want to pick up on that exactly where we leave off today, tomorrow. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.